just the scale of this event. We need a lot of volunteers. We need a lot of signage. We need a lot more. It's just like everything's bigger here. So, you know, we just need a lot more of everything, which equates to a lot more money.
Yeah.
You know, and working with the convention center, Henry B. Gonzalez has been amazing. But there's, of course, always like pop-up costs that you need to factor in. And I think that's been a challenge of just like the last minute moments where we're like, shoot, I wish we had a checklist for that. I love checklists. I'm a big checklist gal. Like, I wish that more venues would just provide, hey, here are all the timelines. Here's everything that we need.
Great events create great brands. But pulling off an event that engages, excites, and connects audiences? Well, that takes a village. And we're that village. My name is Alyssa.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Felicia.
And you're listening to Great Events, the podcast for all event enthusiasts, creators, and innovators in the world of events and marketing. Hello, everyone. What has been going on in this wide, wide world of events? My name is Alyssa, and I will be hosting this week's episode, which is live at Cvent Connect.
Ooh-oh.
Joined by fellow co-host Rachel Andrews here to my right, audience left, I guess. Rachel just happens to be the head of events for Cvent and also is steering this titanic of a conference here in San Antonio this week. So I'm going to do a little bit of a different tone for this week's episode. I'm going to interview Rachel.
And oh my God, I'm in the hot seat.
Truly
so much pressure.
I'm sweating right now. So it's a truly, truly hot.
You could literally ask me anything. And
so where are we this
terrified.
Week? Where are we?
We are in San Antonio, Texas for Cvent Connect. It's been an amazing week. For those of you listening that were here, thank you for attending. It's been seriously so awesome. 4,000 attendees, just a wild week. I think I've walked 80,000 steps or more.
I need to take some more.
I'm walking on my ankles. It's great.
Yeah, I'm in the heel, so I clearly have not done enough steps this week. Okay, Rach, so what's been like the biggest, I would say, change this year from years past?
Yeah, I think this one's an obvious one. We are now citywide. We're in San Antonio for the first time outside of Vegas in 10 years. In Vegas, we love our partners at Vegas. We've been doing Cvent Connect there for years. A lot of people don't know we've been doing Cvent Connect for 13 years. One of those was virtual in 2020, but in person, 12 years. So I'm excited to really take over a city. I think the biggest change has been learning how to do that in a citywide format. We have 4,000 attendees, which has been so badass, just having the events industry
back. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, and be in a new space. San Antonio has been incredible to work with. They've always been partners of ours. Just
yeah, anything you want to highlight? I know, like, culturally this is quite different than the Las Vegas feel, you know.
Yeah,
of atmosphere versus, we had a neon rodeo party last night.
Yeah, it does. I mean, San Antonio has a very diverse culture and it's a very cute city. Like, I was joking, I signed this about a year ago, this contract, and there's just so much to do here. There's a lot of culture. They're building a lot of unique markets, and the Pearl area is interesting and very cute. It's historic, but also, like, there's a lot of foodie things to do. The Riverwalk, obviously, there's tons to do along the Riverwalk. They have a lot. I mean, it is Texas. It's a different culture. What I felt has been the biggest thing is they're so inclusive here. We're in 17 hotels. We have completely taken over the city. But everyone that you pass on the street says hello. They're excited for you to be here. It's almost like you're part of the fam.
Yeah.
Walking around. It's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, I've noticed that everything has been bigger in Texas because my breakfast taco was massive this morning. So that's been really fun, too.
Yeah, lots of food.
I got to go up to the Pearl District last night, and that's been a like total change of scenery from the Riverwalk District. But there's a lot of different little pockets. It feels very communal. I happened to be getting ready for that dinner last night, and Cvent Connect and the San Antonio CVB were on the local news last night, which was really fun. We don't, you know,
yeah,
don't always get to see ourselves like on the TV. So I was taking all these pictures and watching it.
Yeah.
But you could really see how San Antonio is working with Cvent to kind of bring this to life, but also to kind of put back some energy into the local market here, which is really
cool. They said 1 in 7 people that live in San Antonio are part of the hospitality and tourism industry,
yeah,
which includes the events industry, which I think is really cool. So they've just like really rolled out the red carpet for us. Everybody's so excited.
Yeah. And I'm sure, like, I mean, as is every city, just trying to get back on its feet post pandemic, you know, everyone's still on this kind of path to recovery, especially in the hospitality tourism industry. So you can really feel that us investing in this space, this region, this
city. It's been cool to showcase a new location and have a little fun doing it.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Biggest challenge. Events are hard, right? Like,
yeah.
Events are not the easiest thing. There's always like bumps in the road to get to this amazing energy, this amazing feel. What's been one of the challenges that you want to highlight?
I think just the scale of this event. We need a lot of volunteers. We need a lot of signage. We need a lot more. It's just like everything's bigger here. So, you know, we just need a lot more of everything, which equates to a lot more money.
Yeah.
You know, and working with the convention center, Henry B. Gonzalez has been amazing. But there's, of course, always like pop-up costs that you need to factor in. And I think that's been a challenge of just like the last minute moments where we're like, shoot, I wish we had a checklist for that. I love checklists. I'm a big checklist gal. Like, I wish that more venues would just provide, hey, here are all the timelines. Here's everything that we need.
Yeah. You don't know what you don't know in a new city. Whereas I feel like you said, in Vegas for 10 years, you're kind of like, you know, the checklist. You've probably created that in your mind already. There's a learning curve. And so for those planners who are, you know, moving from city to city or choosing new destinations, that's something that it's uncharted territory.
I have one more funny challenge. We've been working with a drone company for 3 years to get the drones in the sky. And we finally did it last night with Pixis Drones. They flew a drone show at our Neon Rodeo evening event at Smoke Barbecue last night. But there are so many things that go into planning a drone show, from FAA regulations to street closures to getting SAPD, San Antonio Police Department, involved, to getting the city to approve it. And a lot of these things we didn't have done until 24 hours before, which is like very unusual.
We don't recommend
I recommend getting the street closure permits way in advance. But luckily, you know, Visit San Antonio is amazing. They called their city and their city is all in on this.
Yeah.
So they were like totally cool to help us raise that fire and get it done. And we pulled it off. I almost cried tears of joy last night, like when the actual drone joined the sky.
There's a lot of hard work. And this profession is so visual, right? Like, you can see things come to life. I mean, you actually get to witness that. It's got to be pretty powerful.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Because you're creators at the end of this, right? Like, you're making experiences happen. You're making connections happen. So last night was just kind of the culmination of those types of things.
Experience makers, my name.
Yeah,
my title.
Yeah, new title. I was thinking about all of the cars that were going on the highway. We were just getting like a totally free show.
Free drone show.
Let's talk a little bit about the team. So in years past, we have had a third co-host on this stage with us. Paulina has parted ways with C-Vent, Ontigrator, and Amazing Things. But how's the team dynamic been? No tears.
I'm already crying. No. I mean, obviously, we miss Paulina as a podcast co-host and C-Venter. She did a lot, but our team has stepped up in such an amazing way. I feel like I've always had just such a great team. The planning team is like the heart and soul of this conference and all the other events. We do almost 1,000 events a year, and they just always do it with, we nicknamed ourselves the Ducks because calm, cool, and collected when we're swimming, but underneath we have a lot of things going on. We're paddling fast, right? And spinning all those plates, but everybody has their own program area, in some cases 8 different program areas that they're owning, and they are just the masters of their own universe, the masters of their own craft. And they, you know, the event design team has like stepped up in such a big way, from creating all these amazing experiences. Like, there's always something that I'm like, oh, did we think of this? And then they say yes. And so I'm just lucky in the fact that I have such bright, talented people on the team globally, but more specifically supporting C-Vent Connect here.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, you are the leader of this team, but it takes a village to actually produce this. And it takes a really high-functioning, high-producing, highly creative team to actually make it all happen. It's not just you, right?
And they do, with their smiles on their face and having fun, wearing neon cowboy hats.
What's tonight's event?
The SP is an old train station in San Antonio. It's cool. It has different train depots. So each of the train depots will be themed a different thing. There's stations in the different depots. There are different food and beverage in the different depots. There are activations in each one of them. But the main event is really under their pavilion, which is like a huge bandstand area. We made it a music festival. So we're calling it the Lone Star Jam. Huge music festival posters everywhere. We've themed the event cowboy, like country western, but there's going to be a ton of fun surprises. We have, I mean, I guess if you're listening to this podcast, you'll already know. We're having armadillo races. We're having derriere paintings, which is exactly what you think it is. We have beer burros, which are the donkeys that walk around with beers on them. Oh my God, I'm so excited for those. And we have, what else do we have? We have just tons of entertainment, tons of fun surprises, activations.
I love it. I'm pumped. I will be there 100%.
Yeah.
And what am I supposed to wear tonight?
I don't know. It's like Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift meets Coachella meets some country hoedown or something.
Yeah. Like Clint Black. I don't know.
It's definitely in my bag somewhere. I've got all those elements. Okay, let's end on a high. What's been greatest accomplishment this week? Because I think the drone show probably was a pretty big one. Greatest accomplishment or best moment this week? And I will also call out, Rachel spoke and moderated a discussion on Monday with MPI president.
MPI CEO Paul Van Deventer.
Yeah. It was wonderful. And not only was that whole experience wonderful, super positive feedback from everyone who participated. This is for more leader level individuals that come to our conference. But Rachel hosted a fireside chat very similar to what we're doing here and was awesome. So on top of, you know, doing an event, producing an event, she also casually speaks at this event too, which is not an easy feat.
It's funny, I get up there and I just am on autopilot, but I know Paul well from being on the board at MPI. He jokes and says I'm his boss, which I love that title. Being a boss's CEO is fun for me. But
and I like to say that because I feel like I watch and I'm able to like react and see you in your element here.
Yeah.
And like that for me is a great accomplishment because I just get to watch you grow and like take on more and more. And yeah. I was like, I'm really proud of this woman here. So
I am. I think that was a fun accomplishment to talk to Paul. It was not only was a fun conversation, but one of the things that I love doing with MPI is being able to be a planner and give my voice back to them. They do a lot of things really, really, really well. And they're still learning and growing each day. They're trying to modernize more. So having that conversation with the leaders in the room and us trying to encourage more heads of events to get involved or even like encourage their teams to get more involved with the community, I think is really important. Like, I just love this industry so much. And I think if you don't have something outside of your day-to-day job, I know it's hard because you're like, I don't have enough hours in the day, right? But if you make that time for yourself, it is more rewarding. And honestly, some of my best friends have come from doing that. Obviously, I have a lot of best friends at CVAD, but I have the network
now.
Yeah. The network. Yeah. So that's been cool. But I will say my high, definitely the drones. I think my second high would be the Innovation Pavilion. This year, if y'all weren't at CVAD Connect, you can see pictures online. We just did it right. We did so many cool things in here. We were activating, we were giving people alcohol at every time of the day, but we were also, it's not just swag laid out, it's like interactive things that people can do. And personalize and brand. And I love that so much.
Yeah. There's a human claw that I'm staring at right now. And when I say that, I mean literally putting somebody up, rigging them, and having them dive for prizes basically into a massive ball pit right now.
Hilarious. I would recommend. So we have a lot of products that we want people to stop by and do.
Yeah.
And so we did kind of a punch card. If you go to all these products and talk to everybody about, go to all the booths and talk to people about the products, then you could do a turn on the human claw machine. And it was a hit. It's like incentivizing people to have conversations.
Yeah,
that you get a prize at the end.
So oftentimes the prize is like a thing and you're shoving it in your bag and whatever, right? But like you're winning an experience here.
Yeah,
so we're just kind of
contributing
to this whole notion of experience.
100%.
Thrive business.
Yeah.
You know? All right, Rach, I know you are a busy lady, so I'm going to set you on your merry way.
Oh, yeah. I got to go check the lunch.
Yeah. You got to go check.
Yeah. 11:45.
I don't even think I've eaten today.
So with that, listeners, thank you so much for tuning in and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Great Events, a podcast by Cvent. If you've been enjoying our podcast, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode.
And you can help fellow event professionals and marketers just like you discover great events by leaving us a rating on Apple, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
Stay connected with us on social media for behind-the-scenes content, updates, and some extra doses of inspiration.
Got a great story or an event to share? We want to hear from you. Find us on LinkedIn, send us a DM, or drop us a note at greatevents@cvent.com.
Big thanks to our amazing listeners, our guest speakers, and the incredible team behind the scenes. Remember, every great event begins with great people.
And that's a wrap. Keep creating, keep innovating, and keep joining us as we redefine how to make events great.